Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. It's a podcast about Ariana Grande, and I'm your host, Gabby. So last week, our episode featured Jackie Hansa, who you may know from TikTok. She came up with a casting call for an Ariana Grande-themed musical on TikTok. So we talked all about theater, and she loves Disney as well, talked about TikTok. I feel like a lot of people loved that we collaborated. It was so fun, and definitely check out our episode with Jackie if you haven't already. And this week, it is a solo episode. It's just Gabby today, me speaking of myself in the third person. It's just me today. I feel like some of you guys have missed solo episodes with me. I know a lot of you love all the guests I've been having. It's been a really great start to 2021. I've loved all of the guests that I've had on the podcast so far, but I thought this week it would just be me and you guys. And I wanted to catch up on everything that happened this past week with the 3435 music video. And a lot of new information that Ariana revealed on her Q&A for the live stream. So before we continue, I just want to remind you all to subscribe, follow wherever you're listening, and please leave a review if you can on Apple Podcasts. If you have an iPhone, if you listen on Apple, just scroll down and you can write a review and preferably rate the podcast 5 stars. It really helps. My goal is to get to 100 reviews and we're at 80 right now. So it would really help. Another thing you can do to support is, of course, follow the podcast on social media. It's at Ariana Podcast everywhere, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. And if you're listening right now and you screenshot that you're listening and post on Instagram story or Twitter, I will repost you or retweet you. I love to see you guys listening. So thank you so much. Let's get into today's topic. Myself DIY like a shoot. Bad bitch. All the boys wanna spank me. Level on red girlfriend need a thank. Make his toast point. Ballerina no tutu. Baby, I'm the best. I don't know what the rest do. Dive in that water like a private island. 34, 35, we can 69 it. And I've been a bad girl, but this pussy on a good list. I hope you ain't tired. We ain't stopping till I finish. Can you stay up on? Okay, so first we'll do a little bit of a news update. Basically, Ariana has had continued chart success recently, especially on the pop chart. She now has 8 number ones on the pop airplay chart, with 3435 coming in hot as the 8th pop number one. So that's great. And positions on 3435 have been holding strong. Both are in the top 10 on the Hot 100. So that's super exciting. This has definitely been a successful era. And it continues to do so. The main topic for today, of course, will be the 3435 remix video. So I'm going to get into my thoughts. First of all, as all of you know who listen to the podcast, obviously I am an Ariana Grande fan, but I have criticized her on the podcast before. I'm open about when things have disappointed me. I'm open if a song, I don't love a song. I'm totally open to criticism of Ariana. And when the 3435 remix first came out, I was like, I kind of wanted more from it. Like, having Doja Cat and Megan Thee Stallion on a song, like, that's such a big deal. And I wish that they made more out of that opportunity. The 3435 remix video, though, made me love the song so much more. And so when we were getting the teasing for it, you see Ariana, Doja, and Meg all in lingerie. It's very Lady Marmalade vibes. According to all of these Instagram accounts, are so good at finding exactly what they're wearing. And Ariana was wearing Victoria's Secret lingerie, and Doja and Megan were in Agent Provocateur. The premise of this music video is basically all of them at like a spa and a hotel, and they're all just hanging out. They're sitting by the pool reading magazines, then they're in their hotel room ordering room service, dancing around the hotel. And I loved it. It just gave me like female fantasy, like bachelorette party vibes. It reminded me of Sweet Life of Zack and Cody because they were just like playing around the hotel. It reminded me also of Eloise at the Plaza, which is one of my favorite Christmas movies, is Eloise's Christmas at the Plaza. And also the original Eloise at the Plaza movie I'm obsessed with, just because it's so like dreamy and like being at like this lavish hotel and getting to like live your like girl fantasy. I just love. One of my favorite moments is when Ariana orders champagne and french fries from room service, and that's just like my ideal night. Like, that is all I would like in this life, for a lavish night with my two besties. That's exactly what I would want. Maybe if I ever have a bachelorette party, this music video will be the theme of that. I truly loved it. It was just like my ideal like girls' night in. Probably also shows that I'm a bit of a homebody, but like this would be my ideal like party night. It would be like me and my two girlfriends at a fancy hotel, ordering room service, dancing around, sitting by the pool, going to the spa. I would just love that. So I just want to like live inside this music video, and I felt the same way with the way that this video is filmed. It's filmed with the regular video footage, and then you also see Ariana's like filming Doja and Meg throughout the video with like a old-fashioned camera, and so you see some of that like vintage looking retro footage also mixed in. So it's just a really fun slumber party retro vibe, and I loved it. I think it might actually be one of my, I actually think it's my new favorite Ariana Grande music video. Crazy, I know, but it really is. I think my favorite videos, normally when people ask me this on TikTok, I say that I think Thank You Next is probably her most iconic music video. You know, it broke the Vivo record. I love the Thank You Next video. I also love the Into You video, and it's kind of for similar reasons as this. Like, I love that escape romance fantasy in the Into You video where they're going to this hotel again and she's having this like romantic getaway. I love that just because of the fantasy of it. And I also love the Monopoly video, also for maybe similar reasons. You're kind of seeing my taste, the sort of retro footage that that video has, and the like partying with your best friend on a rooftop vibes. And I also have grown to love the breakup with your girlfriend video. I wasn't super in love with it at the time. I feel like I didn't like get it at first, but I kind of love the messaging of it, of like the self-love, narcissism, energy of breakup with your girlfriend. So those are kind of my favorite music videos. My personal favorites, I should say. I think she has some other videos that maybe are like her best. Like, I think God is a Woman and No Tears Left to Cry are very celebrated, but they might not be like my personal favorites. So the ones I just listed are my personal favorites. Something that was really exciting about the release night of this music video, I'm so glad that I stayed up. I kind of hate staying up late. And sometimes I wait till the morning for new releases, but I was really happy that I stayed up for this one because it was a really fun release, because Ariana did a little Q&A live stream about 20 minutes before the video was released on YouTube. And she answered fan questions that fans had submitted to the Team Ariana Twitter. That is definitely something good to know. I missed that tweet, so I did not get to submit a question, which I am sad about. But I loved that. And basically, she answers a bunch of different fan questions, and I'll get into all of the new information that we got from it. We learned a lot. She answered a lot of great questions. But I will say that this era of Ariana, something about the way she carries herself is so mature, so professional. It's just something that I've noticed this era. In her Zach Sang interview, for example, I just felt like she was really positioning herself as like she's kind of at this point in her career, she's kind of ready to truly be taken seriously. And I think it's coming across in the way that she's conducting herself publicly now. Maybe that's why she's not as active on social media recently. And I think it kind of shows where she's at in life with being engaged. I think this is definitely like a very serious relationship with Dalton. And she, you know, is 27. She's going to be 30 in a few years. Like, I feel like when you're in your late 20s, you're kind of thinking about how you want to present yourself as an adult. And I think we're definitely getting that energy from Ariana. Let me know what you guys think. I'll play a clip from the Zach Sang interview where she's talking about how, like, I call every shot, I do everything myself. Like, I just feel like we get a lot. We're just getting like a different energy from her, because I feel like in other eras, she's been more, sometimes she'll be more, and she still has her same sense of humor and everything, of course. But there's just something about this era that's just very mature, like professional. Let me know what you guys think of that.
I do a lot of shit, and it's like I have an amazing team and I work with a lot of really great people, but I I control every single shot. Like I call every single shot. I control every little thing. And I used to not, and I used to be able to like pass things off and kind of trust people with other things. And then it would go horribly wrong. And now the only option is to literally fill every position. I look at my mom, like my mom's a CEO, an engineer, a mom, like the most fierce, baddest in the world. And I think that I learned a lot of that from her, because she does everything herself as well. Like she has an amazing company and she has incredible employees and brilliant engineers that are manufacturing marine communication equipment. Do you know what I mean? Like all day long.
But she's a part of everything. Like literally everything.
She has to approve every call, every shot, every position. You know, she plays them all.
I also want to shout out her pearl earrings that she wore in this Q&A. Incredible. Beautiful. The biggest reveal of this Q&A is that she told us the track list of the upcoming deluxe. So there's going to be four new songs titled Someone Like You Interlude. So that one's just an interlude. Test Drive, Worst Behavior, and Main Thing. So those are the four. Someone Like You Interlude, Test Drive, Worst Behavior, and Main Thing. So my first reaction of hearing those titles, Worst Behavior is extremely interesting because as I've talked about on the podcast, I've talked about on TikTok, my most desired Ariana Grande collaboration is with Drake. And Drake has a very popular song called Worst Behavior. And it's a very like celebrated, critically acclaimed song. Always say to the boy, but not a boy is the man, motherfucker.
Bitch, you better have my money when I come for the shit like ODB. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Coming out with a song titled Worst Behavior with how successful that Drake song is bold, I would say. And I wonder if it's like a hint that there's a Drake collaboration coming. I don't know. But that was my first reaction. And then the other song I'm most excited for is I just like the title Main Thing. It just sounds like very cute and romantic. So those are the two that I'm most excited about just based on song titles. Obviously, we don't really know. It's kind of hard to judge based off a track list. But those are just my initial reactions. It was interesting in the Q&A because someone asked her a question of like, would you replace a song from the original Positions album with the deluxe album songs? And she had a very interesting answer. She said that My Hair was actually recorded earlier before the rest of the Positions album. So she said she may have replaced it with Main Thing. And she also said that Love Language was almost Test Drive. She was deciding between Love Language and Test Drive, which was going to get that slot on the album. So that is a very interesting context. She gave a little bit of insight into the making of the deluxe. She said that these new songs were recorded with the original batch of music, and she feels like they're part of this era and part of this chapter, and she feels like they're meant to kind of give the album a second life. A fan did ask her about Piggy Smalls, where's the pig? And Ariana kind of joked about it. Piggy is doing well. She said doesn't like the jokes about Piggy being eaten. So it seems like Piggy's fine, just not being posted on social media anymore for whatever reason. But Piggy's doing fine, so that's good to hear. One of the other most interesting reveals for me from this Q&A, she talked about the making of the Positions video. And she said the concept was actually created by Dalton, which I found very interesting. Said that when they were working with Dave Myers, who directed the Positions video, there were a few different concepts. Ariana didn't love any of them, and they were on a conference call when she was in the car with Dalton. And Dalton just said, what if you were the president, babe? And Ariana was like, that's it, that's perfect. And then Dave was like, okay, I'll call you guys back. We're going to redo everything. The original Positions video concepts weren't empowering or impactful enough. So I thought that was interesting that she really wanted the Positions video to have like an empowering theme. I wonder what the other concepts were. I'm kind of curious about that. But it did kind of bring a more interesting meaning to the song, the fact that it did have this presidential theme, which I liked. Dalton is kind of, you know, he was kind of part of the creative process in a way. And I think that's something that kind of interesting about quarantine times. We kind of saw the same thing with Taylor Swift's albums this past year in quarantine times, that her boyfriend, perhaps rumored fiance or husband, who knows, that they were writing songs together. And so I feel like this is kind of a quarantine sign of the times, that there's potential for couples to collaborate creatively when you're recording your music at home. And that was something that came up in the Q&A as well. A lot of the album was recorded in Ariana's home studio. Some of it was also recorded at Tommy's house. So it was very remote. I didn't realize that. It's very interesting. She also said it was kind of all over the place, so she didn't get into all the details. It seems like maybe someone's recorded at a studio. I don't know. She said that she recorded the My Hair whistle tones out of the shower. Like, she got out of the shower and was like, oh, my voice feels good. Like, I'm just going to record this. I was like, what? Like, the talent. The talent that this woman has is insane. Ariana said in the Q&A that 3435 was going to be the lead single at first, but she chose Positions as the lead because she wanted it to introduce this era sonically and set the pace. She said that it felt more grown, which I agree. Positions is kind of a more grown song than 3435, which is a little bit more silly, I guess. She also answered a funny question about the video games that she mentions in 630, and she said that when she was writing it, she was thinking of Mario Party or Mario Kart as the video games that she would like to play till 2 a.m. What you gonna do when I'm bored and I wanna play video games at 2 a.m.? What if I need a friend? Where you at till the end? Am I enough to keep your love? When I'm old and stuck, we still have a crush. Are you down? What's up? Are you down? What's up? Are you down? She also said that there is some footage of the making of the album, and she doesn't know if this will be like a larger part of a larger documentary or thing when it comes out, or if she'll just post some of it on Instagram. Interesting. So that was a little bit of a hint of some things to come, so we'll see what's going to happen. So I definitely recommend watching that Q&A if you haven't already. I pretty much just went through the main points that were most interesting to me. I pretty much covered everything, so if you haven't watched it yet, I'm sorry that I spoiled it, but I do recommend watching it. And that was pretty much all I'm going to talk about today. Just kind of a short episode for you guys. We will talk after the deluxe comes out. So I'm really excited. We have some new songs coming our way. The fandom is being fed. So as always, please subscribe or follow wherever you're listening. Follow at Ariana Podcast on social media, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review if you made it this far. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we will talk after the deluxe comes out on another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. Bye. Peace. Girl, you're too, you're so young.